What's up, everybody? You're listening to What the Fuck is a Podcast, or you're listening to Hip Hop Proof 24/7 Internet Radio, or you're watching us right now on YouTube. I got my man's Cash Ryan in here with me.
In the building.
Yo, what's good?
Cash Ryan is a rapper from my city. Don't sound like he from nowhere. He got his own style. Dope. I'm gonna put the song at the end of the video and I'm gonna play the song for you if you're listening on radio. And if you're What the Fuck is a Podcast, Cash Ryan, tell them how they can reach you and your music.
All right. I'm on Instagram and Twitter at BVG underscore Cash Ryan. It's BVG underscore C A S H R Y A N. I got music on SoundCloud. If you follow me on Instagram or Twitter, the link in my bio, but you can go to SoundCloud and type in Cash Ryan, $ my S. And I got a mixtape on that Piff search engine and type in Live from the Grove. It's the only one that'll pop right up.
Live from the Grove, man.
Yeah, that's that shit. Y'all go check my boy out. Now, look. Earlier, we asked the question, but some people might not have heard it. What would you choose, East Coast or West Coast hip-hop? I'm going to broaden the question. What's your favorite region of hip-hop and era and all that?
Definitely sticking with the East. I'm a Biggie fan. I was like,
that's your favorite rapper of all time?
Yeah, he up to he like, yeah, he's somebody I like.
Debatable.
Nah, my favorite rapper, my favorite rapper of all time, but who I've listened to the most got to be Jay-Z, yeah. Biggie, Nas.
I know.
East Coast running shit.
I know Hov the GOAT, but you know what I'm saying.
Like he the greatest of all time.
If I get in my car. I'm probably throw that. I love it when you call me Big.
Yeah, pop, yeah.
Pop on and let the windows down. You know what
I
saying?
Feel that. I feel that.
But to be honest, I can't get away from my roots. Like when I grew up on was Juvie, Master P,
the Hot Boys,
MC, you know. The South, Outkast, the greatest group of all time. The South is tough. You can't count them out.
South is my favorite region. The South holding it down. You know, you got people from New York wanting to sound like they from the South now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The South undoubtedly running shit today. Yeah, today. Like, hands down.
Yeah.
The free band president. Shout out to him.
Future Hive, you know.
Everybody from Atlanta go, like, the entire city can rap. It go on. Then shit, you got motherfucking Rick Ross from Miami.
You got Who else from the Crit South? From Mississippi.
From Mississippi, though. We got rappers from Mississippi. Who else from Mississippi? Ray Shrimmer from Mississippi.
Ray Shrimmer,
Who we got from Texas? Like, I know we got somebody popping from Texas.
Trey the Truth?
I don't really like Trey.
Why you crazy?
You fuck with Trey?
I fuck with Trey.
Yeah, I don't just fuck with him heavy, though.
Yeah. Y'all sleep.
Who else from the South?
Lil Kiki, Power Wild, the whole Houston. South Twins.
I was talking about new shit. South Twins, not what's up. South Twins, not what's up, dog. But I seen a question earlier, and it was tough. You know, we like to do that one gotta go
one
shit.
Gotta go,
you gotta give your input on this shit. And this was tough as fuck. It's hip hop record labels. One gotta go. Bad Boys, Rockefeller. Who was the other one? Cash Money. And Death Row.
This shit tough.
Tough.
Oh, which one like gotta go?
One gotta go. They never existed. No, they never existed. One gotta go.
We got Bad Boy, Rockefeller,
Cashman,
and Death Row.
Death Row.
Tough. King, what you think?
I'm going to be real. I'm going to be real, man. Rockefeller got to go.
Get the fuck out of here. What the fuck wrong with you?
Man, Rockefeller got to go.
Rockefeller is the only one that can't go.
Yeah,
Rockefeller got to go.
Without no Rockefeller, there's no Jay-Z.
So, who cares?
I need a new host on What the Fuck is a Podcast. I was supposed to start this with my girl Katari, but she wouldn't reply. So you know how women are. But, dog, I need another host, dog. This nigga be slandering Jay-Z. Why we going to get fucking banned?
Nah, I fuck with Jay-Z, though.
You don't? You just said Rockefeller got to go.
But as far as in the whole record label, dog, They gotta go. Only Hov and Beans was the best.
Bitch, you don't know who Kanye West is?
Well, Kanye West, but shit, I consider him as a producer. Cause he's the devil.
Kanye, bitch,
I don't fuck with the devil.
Fuck the producer is involved too. We talking about the entire record labels, dog.
What you mean,
yay
the devil?
Man, he's Satan. He's Satan.
Let's go pre-Yeezus.
and all the
Kanye. All right, the beginning stage of Kanye was the GOAT. And that's when he was at his best.
If you're telling me he gotta go, that's what I'm saying, what you are telling me is he gotta go.
I'm talking about it. I'm talking about his Rockefeller as a whole label.
He's fucking bitch. He Rockefeller, dog. What are you saying?
Kanye, it's only a couple. It's only a couple
Kanye
main people.
Back the soul, dog.
It's only a couple main people. Like, I keep Jay. I keep Kanye.
You can't. Beats. That's the fucking question. You getting off the question.
Well, Rockefeller gotta go. That's just my personal opinion.
Jay-Z can't go nowhere. Kanye can't go nowhere. Who would you say? Drove a pink truck can't go nowhere.
Who you say gotta go then?
Who I say, it's tough, but ultimately Death Row gotta go. Yeah, and
I was leaning more towards
Death Row and Bad Boys. And hear me out.
Why Bad Boys gotta go?
Hear me out.
I don't want to.
Without Bad Boys and Puffy still being at Uptown Records, you still got Uptown Records. Name everybody that was on Bad Boy that you know.
Mace, Biggie.
Mace about the only one that's just straight Bad Boy. You got Biggie.
Craig Mack one.
He gave us a song. And he don't want to fucking perform no more. I love Flavor in Your Ear, but he a bitch ass nigga. He don't want to perform no more. They asked him to get on the BET.
And he ain't want to do it?
Yeah, that shit don't whack. But look, you got Biggie, Mary J.
Lil' Kim.
He was fucking with Jodeci and them. Lil' Kim. All these people. Besides Julian Mafia and Mace, was still Uptown Records. Biggie first went to Uptown Records. If you don't know what Uptown Records is, that's Andre Harrell label. Yeah. And Puffy was over there interning, and he brought all those people in.
Right.
So without them, you still got Uptown Records. But I love Bad Boys so much, and they got the reunion going right now, and I want to check out show it. But Death Row gotta go. So without Death Row, there's no Suge Knight. And who doesn't want that?
That's a better word.
Yeah, right? that's a better word right there. You know without Death Row, there's no Suge Knight. And think about the artists.
I don't know.
Without Death Row, we'll have Pac.
I don't know. Yeah, but when Pac and Dre and Suge got together, that was great though.
But look,
when Pac and Dre got together.
Well, you know, Snoop. Suge has some saying with it.
This the thing with Death Row. Because if it was just everybody that was on Death Row, Cash Money might have to go. But this is why Death Row got to go. Because Pop dropped his best album before he got there, Me Against the World. Snoop, Nate Dogg, and Warren G already had a group before he signed to Death Row. So that still would have happened. Dre still... was Dre before he fucking signed the Death Row. He just didn't have the Chronic album.
I get where the question
is. In 2001 came out after Death Row, and he had NWA, and he was still that high producer before Death Row. And MC Hammer was MC Hammer before he went that way. Why do we bring him up? But like I'm saying, people that went to Death Row was already established before they got there.
I get the question.
So Death Row got to go.
Death Row probably got
to go. So we all agree Death Row.
Yeah, we agree, yeah.
Free world is a great world.
Because Suge Knight the devil too, though.
Suge Knight is Lucifer. Like, he's Lucy that Kendrick Lamar be rapping about.
I'm not fucking with Ye the devil.
Why you say Ye the devil? Now, what the fuck wrong with you, dog?
You must ain't seen that Runaway video.
I seen it.
That's straight devilish, dog.
What's so devilish about Runaway?
Man, there's a lot of devil. And Power.
I think Power more.
Power was too.
But still, man, that's probably just art
pushing the boundaries.
Now, I ain't gonna lie though, my favorite Ye CD was a Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Best album made in the past 20 years.
I'll give it that, bro. I'll give it that.
Hold on, what was the past 20 years? You got 95.
20 years, you got the blueprints, the reason without.
No, that's 95, right? My math fucked, because I'm not good at math. All right, 95.
You got the.
No, it's
you
not.
You got your man.
It's
not.
It's the best album. In the past 15 years.
In the 2000 era.
2000, let's say that. Because Life After Death is the best hip-hop album ever assembled, boy. Ever assembled.
I fuck
with every hip-hop fan knows it. Life After Death is the best hip-hop album ever made.
Yeah, it is. But it's not my favorite.
And that dropped like in 96, 97, I think.
It ain't my favorite, though, but I agree with it.
I don't think it's my favorite album, but it's the best. What's your favorite hip hop album ever?
Ever? It's your boy, the Black Album. I like the Black Album so much.
What's your favorite hip hop album?
I probably got fuck like that Dropout, man. That College Dropout.
College Dropout.
I can agree with that because that's when Ye was one of my favorite rappers.
that was like,
yeah, I like the College Dropout. I can agree with that.
I like the College Dropout, but favorite albums, nah. My favorite album, I never sat up and thought about it. But it'll have to be the album I listen to the most. Y'all gonna have to get back to me on that one. That's tough. It have to be a Jay-Z, Nas, or Pac album or some shit. But I'm trying to think of an album I love front to back that I know that's just gonna fucking ride. That's a tough one.
First one that came to my mind was just the Dropout.
Black album, bro. That was the shit.
I know what it is.
What?
Dirty Sprite 2. The Free Van President got there. Future Van Dross.
Future Van. I fuck with Future Heavy, but that's a dumb pencil.
Look, I'm living in the now, my G. I'm living in the now.
Well, you could have said Good Kid, Mad City or something, you know?
I'm living in the now.
You could have said.
I don't know. Like, that's not my real answer to y'all. Just stumped me on that. I can't see how I can ask y'all that have my old answer. But I got one for you. What hip hop album, or because hip hop album probably kind of tough. Matter of fact, give me both answers. Cad Brown, I want you to go first. What hip hop album, personally, since you're a rapper, made you want to start rapping, and who made you want to start rapping? Like, what era of hip hop?
I think low key, I'm a bigger Ye fan than I know myself. Because, yeah. Like, it'd probably be like the College Dropout, like that whole like Ye run. That whole like
College Dropout,
the graduation,
late registration. He kept going. Yeah, he kept busting your head.
And the shit was just like it was just like perfect time, and the shit was like fly. It was innovative. Like that nigga just, yeah, just like 10 steps ahead. Like he was just like 10 steps ahead of like everybody. The Jesus Walks track was just like at the time.
Walk was a classic.
At the time, the shit was just like ridiculous. Like it was ridiculous.
What was your favorite album that made you love hip hop in the era, and who?
You really want to?
And don't lie, too. Like when you were growing up, what caught your attention? Because matter of fact, I'm gonna tell you mine first, so you can feel more comfortable.
Go ahead.
Album that made me love hip hop, get into hip hop. Like I've been listening to hip hop all my life. Don't get me wrong, but this album made me want to be a rapper, and that was that fucking Lil Bow Wow, Beware of Dog. When he had on the Cleveland jersey.
I hate you.
With the dog.
I hate you.
Boy, Bow Wow was popping, dog.
He
like,
was.
I really feel like rappers be faking, dog. Because this rapper's our age that's getting big now. And nobody give Bow Wow his just due, dog.
Bow
like,
Wow
everybody
was the man,
wanted to
though.
Fuck with Bow Wow,
but
dog.
he didn't make me want to be a rapper.
And the era that made me love hip-hop, I didn't grow up in that era. But, you know, YouTube was popping by the time I got up to age.
Yeah.
I fucking loved that N.W.A., Eazy-E. Snoop Dogg shit. Like the West Coast shit really made me get into hip hop, but as I got older and more mature, you learn that the East Coast is really
shit. East Coast was
the more classy.
Yeah.
You know West Coast, man, the West Coast made it live, bro. The West Coast made it live, though, dog.
All right, but you, hip hop album that got you in the hip hop era and who?
Jay-Z, Reasonable Doubt.
That got you in the hip hop? That was you listening to as a kid?
Boy, that's all my daddy used to play.
I probably wouldn't have understood what was being talked about.
But all I used to listen to was Jay-Z, but I kind of feel like he started slacking.
We're not talking about what you was listening to. Because what I was listening to was fucking DMX, Cash Money, and fucking Ja Rule and all that shit. But I'm talking about the album that made me damn near want to start rapping and the people I used to pay attention to the most, too, that got me into hip-hop.
All right, I'm going to tell you this. The album that made me, like, start fucking with hip-hop heavy was Reasonable Doubt. But you want to say something that made me want to start rapping?
Carter 3?
No.
Oh.
The Hot Boys, B. I wanted to be like Lil Wayne so bad.
Everybody. Like, I was fucking with Wayne, too, but I was fucking with BG and Baby more at the time back in the day.
I was fucking with Wayne.
Because I had the braids and shit. But like I said, I ain't gonna lie to you. And can't nobody fucking come from my credentials. Like, can't nobody come at me with this hip hop shit because I don't lose. But Beware of Dog, dog. Like, that was the one. I'm not even sure if that's the album title, but I remember seeing Beware of Dog. Like, I had the CD and shit. Man, if you look at my drawer right now, I got Jay-Z Dynasty CDs and shit like that in there. My mama used to be on the X Heavy, Cash Money. She used to like Ja Rule, LL Cool J. People don't give him his just due. Goddamn, like, I've been listening to hip-hop all my life, but made me pick up a pen just thinking, Well, I wonder if I can rap. Cause that fucking Lil Bow Wow could have found out he wasn't even writing his shit.
Yeah, he won.
He had Quentin Miller right here. He fucking ruined shit.
It looked like Quentin Miller, dog. All right, look, you said Kanye West like your favorite right now? Favorite rapper right now?
I ain't gonna say he's my favorite rapper right now, but I just think like he played like a big role in like my music career, like choice and like the past and stuff. Yeah, like stuff like that.
Okay, I got another question for you. Do you listen to anybody locally in Shreveport other than yourself?
Yeah.
Like who? Like names him.
Well, first of all, like if I ever run across like anybody that's like putting out music or promote music. And like my cousin, like she can attest to this because I don't want niggas to think I'm like faking or lying or some shit because I'm on here.
Yeah.
Like I at least like give a nigga like one listen. You know what I'm saying? I give like any nigga that's posting and like if I run across it, I listen to it. But as far as like,
I don't.
As far as like artists in the city though, probably be like I fuck with Drozy.
I don't know him. Who was him?
Never heard of Drozy.
He's a white cat. He's a white cat, but he can.
That white boy a bit.
He can rap though.
Yeah, he can go.
I probably gotta look.
What's his crew or something like? How can I?
Who I think he with like the team Jabbo.
I know exactly who you're talking about. He be at Coco.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know exactly who you're talking about. I follow him. I never decided to listen. Like I said, I don't listen to everybody.
You don't give nobody a chance.
I don't give nobody a chance.
I give everybody a chance, though.
I don't give nobody a fucking chance. Like, these niggas all sound the same. They fucking whack. The song's not good, and they always complaining about people don't support it, dog. We don't support it because we're not trying to jam this shit.
That boy Felly different.
Yeah, you know how I feel about Felly. But keep going. Yeah. Who else you fuck with?
J Flo. I don't know if y'all.
But
J Flo tough.
He cold.
He's not the best, but nobody really.
Yeah, nobody really knows how good he is. He's great. I heard his shit. He great though. He good at what he do.
Yeah, he real nice. Real witty with the words.
Yeah.
Oh damn.
You don't listen to Shank Hollywood?
Don't
Kane.
Force it. Like if you don't fuck with these people,
I saw like the video that he put up though on the J Cole freestyle.
Yeah.
The beat, I mean, not the
I think it was
that was nice.
So yeah, don't force it. If you don't fuck with nobody else,
I ain't gonna.
Don't discriminate.
I'm trying to, you know.
If you ain't fucking with it, cause like on top, I can tell you I fuck with you, Hollywood Kane, McAfee, Bodo, Frank. And I like what YG Mitri be doing. He really underrated. He just have a lot of features, man. You gotta stop it. But them niggas, I fuck with them niggas. And like
that boy Bodo cold.
Bodo.
Can somebody tell him to give me a CD? I need some new shit.
I need some new shit. I need some new shit from Cash Ryan, dog. When you gonna drop the next tape or some shit?
Man, I'm working on an EP right now. So
we gotta buy it?
Yeah,
I'm gonna pay for it, dog. Good marketing, dog. Like niggas not smart. Like people be scared to get support, man. Do that. We both on iTunes.
Yeah, I'm gonna
pay for it.
People get support all like fucked up and shit. Like I don't care about like they're reposting and shit. Like if you support me, put money behind.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, right.
For anything like that, like anything that you do to support is like thankful and I'm grateful for that. But if you really support somebody, like. Put money behind their dream so you can see it like what you like you flourish. Watering it and you can watch that flower grow like I with them that. You know what I'm saying?
Another thing you do that a lot of cats around here don't do is shows. Like you really be out here doing shows. When you got anything planned to do some more shows or something?
September the 6th actually.
See, I ain't gonna say no names, but I brought somebody on here. I asked them, I didn't publish this interview, I asked them, you got some shows coming up? I got that coming up recently, but you know, I be rapping, I be.
Well, man, it ain't easy to get shows and shit. I mean,
you gotta book yourself, man. You gotta go to these other cities and lie. Like I'm popping in my city. I heard you be having a new talent up there. Let me come through. Like that's what niggas don't really be grinding, dog. They make songs, put it on their SoundCloud.
They think they're gonna get famous and
more people to repost this shit, thinking somebody gonna notice them out their SoundCloud like they Post Malone or some shit. Yeah. Like, no, your music not that hot, so you need to get out here in these streets, see what's popping in the club, holler at the DJs, and I really have a problem with the local DJs because they really not breaking no artists. But we ain't gonna talk about that. I don't want to break too many hearts. They not breaking no artists, but cause you know.
And what trying to though? Like they trying to. Like Bebe trying to. He trying to fuck with Aunt Banks.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, he trying
most
to.
Definitely. But still,
you only can like you gotta do so much.
You gotta get out here and get in these people's face, dog. Do shows and shit. You gotta force it.
You gotta. You can pay for them shows.
Nah, not yet.
But, real nigga.
Slow work.
Yeah, people got to get tired of like seeing, like you know what I'm saying. You gotta post this shit so much that nigga be like, God damn, this the 12th time
he posted.
Man, let me see what the fuck this shit is.
Right,
so I could go on with my damn day. You know what I'm saying? You just never know like what'll happen from them or who'll like run across it or whatever.
What I think the problem is, people see people blow, and they think it's overnight. Yeah. Like you see how Fetty Wap Trap Queen was everywhere all of a sudden, and they don't know. Fetty Wap know every DJ in Jersey and New York.
And that single been out
for like
a year.
Yeah, like it was for a year before it was popping. When it was popping on the internet, not even nationwide. Like when it was popping on the internet, it been out for a year. Fetty Wap know every DJ in Jersey and New York. They talk about it all the time. He was at club all every weekend, like pushing his shit. Yeah. And like people think these famous people got overnight success. And like even somebody that's not as successful but you know them like Troy Ave, like he ain't sell that many records, but you know who he is, right?
Yeah.
And you thinking like he just came out of nowhere. This nigga about to be 30. Like these people been putting in this work, and that's the problem. You think you could just put your shit on the internet and become a Trinidad James or Post Malone, but most of these people been rapping for about 10 years.
Or goddamn Silento.
Silent talk.
Man, that little nigga
I hated that shit, but I kind of like this shit.
Yeah, you like this shit?
I kind of like this shit.
Weak as
well, I mean, but nah.
That shit weak as fuck.
Hey, yeah. But yeah, people don't be wanting to put in that work, dog.
Yeah, most definitely not.
Yeah, you got to, people out here got to grind for what they want. People just a repost ain't going to get you nowhere neither.
And just to figure out, because this is basically like a hip-hop podcast, definitely a hip-hop radio show. Just to figure out what kind of hip-hop fan you are, and I'm going to have you included in it. I want you guys top five of all time, and not the best, your favorite. Rank them. I don't want no not in no specific order. I want you to rank them. 1 to 5.
Five is the best or one is the best?
Five the least.
Five the least? ASAP Rocky. That's fire.
I said all time, my nigga. You put ASAP in that?
Man, ASAP one of my favorite rappers.
Of all time. And this nigga got a hip hop podcast on iTunes. Okay. Keep going.
So, nigga. ASAP Rocky. Drake. Nah, Cole 4. Drake 3. Wayne 2.
Wayne number 2 for you?
Wayne number 2 for me.
That's a shock, man.
Nas 1.
What's your?
He just ran through him so easy. Yeah, like you didn't put no thought behind it. What's your?
Man, because it's real. That's how I feel.
Man, I'm a start with Cole at 5. I'm gonna start Cole 5. Drake 4. I'll probably put Nas 3.
Wayne gotta be in your top 5, bro.
Can't tell this man. Man. Hey, that's 3. And then
I'm gonna go Wayne Ho. What? Yay! You just said you love Yay more than you thought.
Yeah.
But
just right now, like that's just
Yay. Yeah, you know, Yay in my top 10, probably like, number 6.
My top 5 favorite of all time. Number 5 would probably have to be Lil Wayne because I think he really underrated and really wanted. In the conversation that's best ever and people don't want to give him that, they're going to give it to him when he died, though. Number 4 would have to be J. Cole. That's my favorite rapper at the moment. If J. Cole do 5 more consistent years of making just great music like he been doing, he definitely going to number 1 for me. I love Cole. Number 3, I have to say Biggie. 2,
Nah.
Jay-Z.
Oh, Jay-Z?
Number 1, Nah.
Okay.
And I just lied.
You lie. Stop lying, B. You just because
I'm gonna have to. I forgot it was only 5. I'm gonna have to bump Lil Wayne down so it's the same list. Cole 5.
You said Wayne with 5, Cole 4.
Cole 5, Biggie 4, Jay-Z 3, Nas 2, Pac 1. I forgot about Pac. 5 is tough. I see what you were saying. Like, it'll have to change over time, but yeah, it's Cole.
When you wake up tomorrow, you're going to
Yeah. I know everything. Cole, Biggie, Hov, Nas, Pac. And like, top 10, I throw some people like Cube, DMS, Scarface, and shit like that in there. But that top 5 going to rotate.
My top 5 not rotating at all.
It should. You got A$AP Rocky.
A$AP Rocky.
That last album.
You said favorite.
That last album.
Great.
Amazing. I love it.
Yeah, you know.
Like, when you listen to it, you don't want to listen to nothing else for the moment because it make you feel like you high as shit.
And he one of the rappers that's from New York that want to sound like he from, like he from the South.
I really don't feel like he got that sound no more. I really feel like he going for the acid shit. The acid music song. Acid rap. Well, before we get out of here, anything you want to speak on or talk about or say?
Man, so, like I said, about getting out there and grinding and shit, that's what I've been trying to do. So,
right.
I got the mixtape. Yeah, you know, fuck with him, but I got the mixtape. But instead of, like, doing CDs and shit, what I wanted to show y'all, boys, I did, like, I hope they could see, like, did this shit right here.
Oh, that
like
scanner shit.
Yeah, so it's just like,
What is it? Let me see.
You download the little app,
Google Play,
you scan that, and like the whole mixtape pull up, you scan it.
Greatness.
The video pull up.
That's fire. That's great.
That's
a whole. Yeah. Oh, Street on.
He's fucking innovative, dog. That's why you gonna fucking make it.
Street Pours on, man. Cash Run.
Yeah, this ain't it, man. You know, just thank God for the opportunity. Thank y'all boys for having me.
I appreciate you for coming through. You my first guest on What the Fuck is a Podcast.
Yeah.
You got one more thing you want to say? Good. Because you got to send us all the hell from that last podcast. Yeah,
definitely go fuck with, you know, the project and shit. Follow me. Instagram, Twitter, the BBG _ Cash Ryan. I do got like a lot of new shit on the way.
I'm a fan, though.
Like a single real song.
You got you a new fan, though.
I'm a fan. I appreciate it.
I'm a fan.
Scoops, anything you want to say before we get out of here?
Man, follow me on Instagram, Keem19 _. Follow me on Twitter, Keem_.
Spell Keem for him.
Keem_.
It's your boy Poppy Corey.
And your boy Scoops.
Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Poppy_Corey. That's PAPI_CoReY. God bless. Thank you for showing the support. What the Fuck is a Podcast? Hip Hop Proof. We out of here.
We out of here, bro.